Yeah, you know, I hope he can just bring a lot of things, honestly. I know one thing, he's going to compete every single time out, and he's one of the best teammates I've ever been around in a clubhouse. He pitched really well for us a couple years ago, had a nice year in St. Louis last year. He kept us in the game more times than not 2 years ago and was absolutely fantastic. So hope we get that version. I know we're getting an unbelievable person and a human being and a real leader and an adult in the room, I think, which is great.
So, Jeremy, what are your thoughts on Zagato?
Well, I think he's really going to help Zach Orr out on the defensive side. He's a guy that he knows this. You know, he's done this for a while. Former coach. I told Rob it's disgusting how I don't want to call it excitement. It's just like it's the possibility that I never see Charlie Morton again. That Kyle Gibson is here and that other guys are here.
Charlie Morton's going to the bullpen.
Yeah, I don't even need to see him there.
I mean, I haven't been told that, but I think he's going to the bullpen.
Here's something for you. Don't walk like you do it with everybody else. Run. Get away. It's just been so bad, and he's had such an amazing career to finish it like this. But with Kyle Gibson, again, you know what you're getting from him. He's not special. He's not, but he's just solid. When somebody says you're getting an innings eater, that's exactly what Kyle Gibson is. He's going to be an average pitcher right around there and kind of keep you in some games and give you an opportunity.
What's the question? Am I excited about it?
Yeah, I mean, what should you expect from him?
Oh, exactly that. I mean, I just expect somebody, you know, to do a decent job when you need somebody to, you know, as you say, eat a couple of innings. That's all. And I agree with Charlie Morton. I've seen enough, man. You can't do it anymore. You just can't. I know we've been bombarded with injuries, but you can't. But this, you know, I just expect somebody. I'm not particularly excited. It's not like, yay, this is fantastic. I just think, yeah, he feels a need.
Can I explain? So the Charlie Morton to the bullpen thing, for years they've always said, just put him in the bullpen. He's still taking up a spot. Yeah. And by the way, it doesn't fix what you're doing. And what scares me is that he goes to the bullpen and looks okay. I don't expect him to look good. Looks okay, and then it's like, hey, we should give him another start. No.
This was going
to
happen.
I know it's going to happen. It's like I told somebody else, they're like, hey, the Charlie Morton special's coming up on Saturday night. It still happened, but I'm going, this is probably the one where he pitches well and earns himself another start.
Or you put him in the bullpen, and he continues to give up a run an inning, and he gives up three runs.
Then he won't be there
innings.
Long. Yeah, he won't be there long then. Right. Going back to Gibson, what I expect from Gibson, I expect he has a nickname, Gibby. He's the guy that when he shows up today, the player's going to come in, Gibby! Mm-hmm. They're going to rally around him. He's the guy that may remind some of these guys who they really are. Not by what he does on the field. Kyle Gibson's presence is a jolt. A jolt in the clubhouse, what I believe. I don't know what he's going to do on the field. I don't.
You talked about other pitchers love him.
I have no. The players love him.
Yeah.
I think when Gibson returns, guys like Adley, guys like Gunnar, these guys are going to look over and remember who they were. You know what? Because he was here back when it all started. The turnaround started. He was here. That was 2023. And I think that what he does is he could be a reality check. Mm-hmm. We're better than this. I think when he comes, Kyle Gibson's the guy that can look at Gunnar Henderson and say, man, what are you doing? You're better than this. He's the guy that can look at, because he was there when it started. What I know of Kyle Gibson's return. I'm not going to sit here and make it like he's, oh, man, that's exactly what the rotation needed. No, he might not be what the rotation needed, but he may be mentally and spiritually what some of these other guys in that clubhouse
need. Can I get an amen?
It kind of reminds me of, if this is true, was it Andrew Cashner that had the big smoker outside the clubhouse?
Yes.
Yeah, down here?
Yeah.
They loved that guy.
They did.
They loved him. And he was like, same thing.
They rallied around him.
Yeah. His career win-loss record is 57-87. You know, it's like he wasn't a great pitcher, but they loved that guy.
And the difference is they weren't that good back then. They weren't that talented. This team is talented. And when you see Kyle Gibson come back, see, Kyle can look at you and say, man, I remember when you did this and that. What's going on? What's wrong with you now? And they would accept that because he was there when it all started.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for the turnaround. So I'm glad that he's back for that. I'm going down there today. Intentionally, when I told you that I was going out there today, and you wonder why Tuesday, That's why.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, that's
when
why.
We were talking yesterday.
Exactly.
See, he doesn't even tell me the full story. This a-hole keeps the inside stuff from me. And I don't even tell anybody anything. Like, I keep everything to myself if you need tickets at Rob Long Sports.
So I'm bored now because that's, hey, that's how I feel. Gibby's back. You know, I don't know what he's going to do tonight. He might give up five runs or three innings. I don't know.
I do want people to understand, like, I'm saying it's sick how excited I am that he's coming back because I think it means I'm not going to see guys that I just can't watch pitch anymore. I don't want to watch Charlie. I watched Charlie Morton last year, and I even said it at the beginning of the year and then was like, well, you know, they need a vet, and then everybody else got hurt, and it's like, now they need Charlie Morton to be a stopper, and he's just not that. He's terrible right now. Like, even when you think of these older guys, they usually struggle with velocity, not control. He's struggling with everything.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I want you all to listen to this soundbite real carefully from Brandon Hyde.
Hope we get that version. I know we're getting an unbelievable person and a human being and a real leader and an adult in the room, I think, which is great.
An adult in a room.
Yeah, you need adults in the room. And look, I think that's a
big, I hate adults.
I think I know. I think it was Bordy that kind of said this. Well, the young guys are struggling. They need adults in that room.
They do.
Need that. That's why you need, like, you know, Mullins and O'Hearn and, you know, Urias. They're the adults in the clubhouse right now, and they're performing and they're keeping this team afloat. But the young guys need to, you know, they need more of these guys around them. I think he brings that.
I remember in Chicago. Anthony Santander had a bad at bat, and he came to the dugout, and he had his head down, walking around with his head down.
I remember
around.
You telling me this. Story.
Remember I told you this? All? And Kyle Gibson walked over to him and looked at him, didn't say a word, and handed him the tablet. Santander took the tablet from Gibson, went to the corner, sat down, and watched the at bat again. Mm. Next at bat came out, hit a double. I'm not saying he hit the double because of that. What I am saying is he made him focus without saying a word to him.
Yeah.
He didn't say a word. He stood in front of him with a tablet on his left hand, in his left hand, by his side, just looking at Santander. Santander stopped talking, stopped pouting. When he stopped, he handed him the tablet. Took the tablet, sat down, watched it that bad.
I think Santander wanted him to go to Toronto.
That's what Kyle Gibson represents. I'm telling you, I don't know what he's going to do on the field. I don't know if he can get anybody out anymore in the major leagues. I don't know. But I do know his return. Hyde said it best. There's a adult in the room. 410-583-1057 is the number. What are your expectations from Kyle Gibson's return tonight? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
When you have familiarity with somebody and he's so well-respected in the clubhouse and so well-liked, you know, when I told some of the guys that we were signing him, they were pumped up. A lot of guys were really excited that he was going to be joining us.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Kyle Gibson brings, his greatest value, is the moment he walks in that clubhouse. I'm not one of these people that believe, you know,
I believe
you
got to
have a guy in the clubhouse that everybody likes. I'm not that guy. I'm really not. I'm not wired that way. But I do know there's something missing with this baseball team and these guys. I think there was a point in 2024. This is just my theory. I think there was a point in 2024 where these young guys realized, oh, crap, they're chasing us. They're chasing us. Well, what do you do when they're chasing you? See, when you're chasing them, you all, man, let's go.
You're locked in.
Let's go. Exactly. Now you're chasing them. You've got that carrot in front of you that's dangling that you're trying to chase and you're trying to get. When you catch up to that carrot and now that carrot is behind you and now you're the ones, I don't think they knew how to go from being the chaser to the ones being chased. I don't think they knew how to handle that. I don't. I think in this instance, having someone come in and remind them of what they were when they were chasing, I think it helps this team. I think it helps them mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever you want. I think it helps them. I don't know if Kyle Gibson is going to record an out tonight. I don't know. But I think before he takes the mound tonight, Ed, his value has already been there. His value was it was worth bringing him up before he even takes the mound.
I totally agree with you. It's worth bringing him up because what he does is his job everywhere he's been. You know, what he'll do is he'll give you close to 200 innings every year. That's what he does. You know, 150, 190, 160, 192, 169. He's that guy. He goes out every day and does his job. And there's a lot to be said for that. And he's great in the clubhouse and all the things we talked about in the last segment. I think it's a great addition for the team. It's not a I mean that. He's a great addition for a lot of reasons. He's a professional. Yeah. He's a professional baseball player. And he does his job. Is it a big splashy move? No. I mean, you didn't pick up Tarik Skubal, but you picked up a good pitcher who's going to give you a lot of innings.
Yeah, there was a reason why he was still out there because he's just, again, I think Rob's right. The fact that let me give you the example. We talked about Jack Flaherty and probably being the best option out there, and the Orioles didn't even kick the tires on him to bring him back. Mm-hmm. There were rumors about things in the clubhouse. You know, you can confirm it, deny it, whatever you want.
Yes.
Okay. That he just wasn't liked. And I think maybe this does hold more value to the Orioles because the familiarity there, as you said, the trust between him and some of these young players that are now supposed to be the leaders of this team or become that.
Yeah.
And maybe there's more value to that for the Orioles, but it just makes you wonder. And again, they didn't think all their pitchers were going to get hurt. Why they didn't sign him sooner then if this was something you were going to do?
Yeah.
Before Joe reads some text, it's the best way to put it this way. Kyle Gibson's the guy that you want to pat you on the back. You want to make him happy. Mm-hmm. That's how the players are with him. What you got for us, Joe?
I'm not going to read texts from us. I'm going to read three replies from Jacob Calvin Meyer's post about this yesterday.
Okay.
Orioles Twitter is a complete cesspool. It's actually worse than our text line. But let's see. Real leader and adult in the room. Hello, isn't that supposed to be Brandon Hyde? F'n fire this a-hole, please. That's great, but isn't that what Hyde is supposed to be? I'd prefer the 7-year manager be a leader and adult, but I guess I'm just effing stupid.
Those three people never played a sport that had a locker room.
Right, exactly.
Either they played the sport when mom and dad rolled up to the field and they got on the field and played. They've never been in a locker room. If you think your manager or the coach is the leader of the locker room, you never played a sport that had a locker room.
Actually, many times they will be absent on purpose.
Exactly.
To let the team captains or the team leader address the team if you're in a slump or if something's going on, there's some kind of friction. They don't want to be involved. It's handled by the players.
It's weird. It's the same thing. I was the team leader that got to undress the team. So, when you go
different.
What?
Different.
I thought that's what you guys did too.
No.
You guys didn't play for the same teams I did?
No.
I've been on this team forever. I never
No, we are different teams, dude.
You did say undress, right? I didn't.
But you think John Harbaugh is the leader of the Ravens? You think so? No, he's not the leader on that team in that locker room. That's you want Hyde fired. Say that, but don't say dumb things. Don't say dumb things, man.
That's all you're gonna get.
Name the best manager in baseball, and he is not the leader in that clubhouse. He's not.
How come we weren't talking about the great leadership he had in the clubhouse when he won Manager of the Year? Nobody was bringing up that leadership then, right?
Yeah. Seriously, if you think your coach or your manager is the leader in your locker room / clubhouse, you never played a sport where you had a locker room.
You know, we just have to remind ourselves, though, the people that populate these message boards are really just like the most unhappy trolls in society. They just hate everybody. It doesn't have to be Hyde. It could be us. It could be Hyde. It could be the mayor. It could be the president. These guys spend all their life just criticizing everybody. That's what they do. And they're not very smart, and they're certainly not thoughtful because they say stupid things. So who cares?
What do we say all the time about the Ravens? They need some dogs in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
They need some dogs in the locker room. That's what we always say. Well, because it's important. What you have in the locker room is important. What you got, Joe?
This one seems a little bit more of a measured take. As weird as it sounds, the O's have a lot of uncles. They don't have a dad, and that includes the manager. I don't care if Gibson pitches to a 5+ ERA as long as he gets the clubhouse right.
Okay. I mean, look, I think there's a lot of criticism that's fair, and I also think there's a ton that's unwarranted when people just want to pile on for certain situations or what's happening. And it's so easy in baseball because in football, we have an entire week to talk about the same nonsense for one game until the next game happens. And whether you win or lose that game decides on how people feel about their team moving forward for the rest of the year. And the same thing happens in baseball. When we had the two-game win streak, right, when they won the series, everybody's like, hey, were we wrong about this team? No, you weren't wrong. They have a ton of injuries, and they're trying to weather this.
By the way, Vinny is trolling me. Vinny said, you are a chaser. Give them advice. It's a different chase, Vinny. Different chase. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, before I get to Gibson, right, man, if Smite would have told y'all a month into the season that Seguna was going to be our best pitcher on the staff right now, would y'all believe that?
Sigourney?
Seguna? We got an African now?
Seguna.
Sagano.
Tommy.
Yeah,
Sagano.
You got that part right.
Sagano. Yeah, Tommy. Yeah, you know. There y'all go, man. See, you know what? Yeah. When I'm on the Pat Boyle show and the Dallas show, you know, they don't give me this type of crap.
They're afraid to.
You're probably not talking about sore ass and Shibuzi or whoever the hell you just called him.
Seguno. Seguno, man. That's his nickname, man. How about that's his nickname?
All right.
That's his nickname. Together.
Remind me not to call him that, but go ahead. What's on your mind, buddy?
All right. So about Gibson, though, you know, so tonight, right, if he can give us six in his pitch, two walks, two earned runs, and four strikeouts, I'll be satisfied with that.
Why is he walking? Nothing less than that?
Huh?
Nothing less than that?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be like a decent start. Wouldn't you think that'd be a decent start for a guy coming back that hasn't pitched all year?
Yeah, but again,
that's high expectations.
I'm not expecting him to go six, but if he does, great.
If he can go four, I'm all right.
He pitched 30 games. He started 30 games last year, 169 innings. That's like 5.6 innings a game. He doesn't pitch more than that very often.
Yeah, what did he pitch in his last start in the minors? Like, because, again, I don't know how many innings he went. And that's not necessarily a definer of what's going to happen in this game. He's a vet, but I'm sure they still want to build up that arm a little bit.